September 19, 2020, is a lot from Pedro show. so scare straight.
On the corner.
Discord gradually gripped the garden, untended since Sophie's Alzheimer's became acute, spending day and night fading behind the curtains. Able to recall the spade and shovel hung in the shed, unable to remember what they're for. Begonias bled into chrysanthemums. Calla lilies leapt beyond the trellis that kept order, separating annuals from perennials. Broom rapes choked snapdragons and moonflowers, siphoning what little rainwater happened to fall. She used to water them religiously, prune and weed until her hands bled, working hunched as the honeyed light of dusk descended, then under halogen glow as nightfall came on. Reappearing after many months, a haggard apparition hovering above the overgrown garden, she was stone-faced, stared and stared as if to discern some unknowable truth. What war was with her only son's life? How does a husband vanish without a goodbye? I stopped the dishes, stood silent and still. She looked through the back of my skull.
Watch for Pedro Show, happy Saturday. Big Paul, John Coltrane with Kenny Burrell. Kind of trippy because John Coltrane didn't do a lot of recording with guitar players. Got to see Kenny Burrell here in Pedro a few years ago, Dirk Vandenberg. Randy Stadola came. Unknown Instructors after that with a hero. And then we had Dan McGuire, my guest, for this edition. out my kitchen window. Yeah, we're still in quarantine mode. In fact, I did a live stream gig with the second man at Alex's Bar in Long Beach last night. So, Brother Matt, a couple miles south here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. But I'm not totally man alone because, yes, through the wonder of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, Brother Dan McGuire, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Absolutely. How long we known each other now?
I think going on 20-some-odd years. We've been doing this unknown instructor horseshit for the last 17. I just took a look.
I think we first met you, though, in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. About 10 years prior to that, yeah.
And then many times also right across the border in Michigan. That area is kind of... Right, Maumee River.
Maumee.
Yeah, right. That's like saying Pedro.
You used to overpronounce the Maumee River to me.
No. It's like coming here and saying Pedro.
Right.
Okay, so forgive me. I'm very sorry about Pedro. That. What I know there was a war fought there pert near between Michigan and Ohio.
Yeah, there's an Indian fort right between Perrysburg and Michigan, yeah.
And the feds, to repair the sitch, took some parts of Wisconsin and gave it to Michigan.
Yeah, you know the history of the...
Well, Deep Boom was way into history, so he got me into history. And then you put that on top of getting a tour and going physically to these pads. Man, it was a dream come true for Deep Boom.
I like the way that you choose to travel because you have a legitimate interest in every community, every new thing you're going into, learning history, getting the vibe. I like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I got infected by D. Boone's disease of being curious about history. I never read nonfiction, really, except Encyclopedia, World Book, until I met D. Boone. And then he got me all into that. And then when the touring came, yeah, you're right. So I incorporated that into my work in the room aesthetic. But Brother Dan, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your journey through poetry. What's the earliest poet memory you got in your mind?
Well, it was very serendipitous for me because I was at a bookstore and just grabbed a book of poetry at random. And it happened to be Flowers of Evil Woman. Evil by Baudelaire, and I started reading it, and I'm like, holy shit.
How old?
I was 20.
Oh, no. Okay, so you're telling me the poet thing didn't come as a boy?
No.
Okay.
When we first met, I was wearing a t-shirt of my buddy Haney with his face on it. He had just passed in an accident. We started talking about it, and you explained your feelings, I explained mine. And that's how I started writing poetry, is to try and deal with that experience.
Okay, so you started writing it, so other poets interested in Mr. Baudelaire, so kind of a French symbolism.
Well, when I started reading his poetry, I'm like, wow, man, he's writing about the beauty amongst the rubbish. Very technically oriented. He's the man.
Well, what about... Did that lead you to Arthur Rimbaud?
Oh, yeah.
Because together, right, the Drunken Boat, and we were...
Sure.
I got to tell the listeners, before we started the show, people, me and Brother Dan were talking about Dick Hale. And, you know, him and Tom Miller run away to New York City to become poets. And he takes the name Tom Verlaine and Richard Hale. There's a season in Hale and the Drunken Boat. Stuff that, yeah, Mr. Rimbaud and... Paul Verlaine and, all this, wow. I found out about this stuff through the movement, actually. I met punk rockers at gigs up in Hollywood, and also Raymond Pettibone helped learn me about this stuff. So, can you remember the first poem you wrote was for your buddy?
Well, I started writing down my feelings and then started to learn how to write poetry. So, they kind of were concurrent occurrences. I was just trying to express my feelings by writing, and then I started to try and learn the craft. But yeah, it was over a lost buddy and trying to explain those feelings to myself. I think that's what all poetry is about. Other people think they're alone in the world and only such and such thing happens to them, and that poetry makes you feel connected to another human being.
Yeah. Wouldn't you kind of say that about all artistic expression? I say that because you mentioned this word technical. And I heard somebody once say poetry is everything that ain't prose.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. Poetry is chopped up in a way that makes rhythmic and sound sense. It's not just arbitrarily chopped up prose.
I think that ain't prose. What I meant was it's not prose. Stuff that follows grammar and syntax and stuff like that. That's what I meant. Because prose has other sets of rules. Maybe not. It's just opinion, Brother Dan.
Well, prose would run in an endless line, without the margin of the page. But poetry turns back on its own accord. That would be the major difference between prose and poetry. If you were to have a piece of paper long enough, a paragraph would stretch for a half a mile.
Yeah, especially if you were Mr. Faulkner.
Hey, that fucking poem I sent you to be as beautiful as Proust has everything to do with you, because a long time ago, probably 25 years ago, we were hanging out talking about literature, and I was reading Remembrance of Things Past at the time, and I mentioned Proust to you, and you said to me, exactly, quote unquote, just deadpan, why use one word when you can use 1,000?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And that's kind of like fucking one of my professors said to me about Henry James. He chewed more than he bit off.
Yeah.
That was the same idea. So I tried to condense the Proustian thing down.
More Econo.
Yes. Econo Proust.
Yeah, like bringing the Econo aesthetic to Mr. Proust.
Exactly.
But, yeah, an interesting thing, he stayed at a tell for like 7 years in Normandy, part of France, and twice with the Stooges I got to stay in that same tell. And the windows didn't have screens, so the swallows would fly right into your pad. Yeah.
I want to do
a poem here you got on the, I know about, speaking of Stooges, this Freeway I-75. This is the one that Scotty, the drummer man, would take to Sarasota.
Behind the barn, a careless boy BB guns blinking mason jars, evenly spaced atop a sawhorse, pockmarking the peeling red paint. A red-bellied woodpecker works a dead dogwood. Cows shift pussy-toe cud back and forth. Grandfather walks the field, bronze weed turning to mustard weed turning to thirsty fallow. Briefly mistaking spreading contrails for cirrus. In the pesticide shed, father shovels, breathing through a paper respirator. Bindweed has overtaken a rusting hayrake melting into the horizon. Barn owl sharpens his talons on the ridgepole, eyeballing oblivious rats scampering around the skeletal silo. Out front, our car whirs by, stirring a plastic Walmart bag to wavering levitation. Back behind the barn, father removes his mask, fresh air singeing his nostrils. Grandfather's toxic sweat pellets the earth, a resounding tink, tink, tink. Lightning bugs rising from the shattered shards.
Freshman band members earn their sashes naked, forced to drink a hot sauce, curdled milk, vodka concoction, trying to get through. Hissing woodwinds. I believe you'll find big old crop circle beyond the setting sun. Says we're out here doing something. sounds a deafening war chant. Ruthlessly displaying their chops. Cacophonous catcalls. Upperclassmen's headlights blaze. Groping. Live and learns what you told me. Die and die is what we do. I don't know. Trying to get through. Bet you wouldn't believe if I told you I could read your mind. What you told me. Die and die is what we do.
Spelling magnetic fluctuations, waves. Papa.
Bye.
left unlocked. Pajama bottoms, sipping cheap wine on a secondhand sofa.
Driving back roads out in the flat afternoon, Fiery Four solder stained glass crops. Unmistakable pig shit smell. Brassy flashes at first. Deaccelerating, I watch one bound into a clearing. Body lithe, muscled awareness. Cold pebble eyes peering with Keatsian perception. She bolts the split instant. A twig snaps 200 yards off. A man who got up early, dressed like trees, smeared dopey on himself, squatted stock still all day, waiting for this moment.
Well, for Pedro Show, yeah, that was I-75, Dan McGuire, and we're talking about significance on a local sense. He's telling me pushes all the way down, but it's actually a corridor that goes all the way to Florida, and Scotty, yeah, that's the way he'd get, because he had kind of two pads, Ann Arbor, and in Sarasota, Florida. I remember, because I used it a lot on tour, too, you know, and when especially getting what they call the panhandle, lower Alabama, it would say there'd be signs for gentlemen's clubs. And it would say, good food, couples welcome. Yeah, of course. Nothing but gentlemen. Okay, after that we had unknown instructors with initiation. Then Aunt Sally would dream. The Silver Apples, we just lost Brother Simeon Cox. Oscillations, pioneer, man ahead of his time in his own time. We like those kind of cats. Inspirations. Bogdan Rosinski after that. Why? Without a question mark. So I maybe used the wrong intonation in my voice. I know that's important to poetry. Racist ice cream truck. A moment's thought. That's an interesting instrumental there. You know, like John Coltrane's Alabama, the title can have a lot of weight.
Well, that title is kind of pushing you in a direction to find out for yourself what that's all about.
Did you hear about Reza making a new theme for ice cream trucks instead of turkey in the straw?
No. But
he came up with one with, like, kind of gamelan xylophone sounds.
Should be based on I Can See Clearly Now. I can see clearly.
I mean, turkey in the straw wasn't that way. It came. I think it came from overseas, maybe England or Ireland or something, but then it got all.
I think it came from Scotland, actually.
Okay, Scotland. Sorry about that. And then it got loaded up with some kind of weird-ass stuff.
Community, most racist, urine-labeled, the most racist fucking piece of wax to ever hit the...
Yeah, but you know... That's the weird thing, right? But we're not going to talk about that anymore because we need patriotic education.
I agree with that. Well, I didn't think you were going to get political. I let you drop.
No, I was talking about music.
No, it's all right.
We're talking about music. Then we had brand new from the Suns, Pray, but with an A, not with an E, people. It's not like the England one where they spell gray the wrong way. Or maybe... And the unknown instructors with the Patriot. See, that's the Sugui.
Patriot education.
That's
brother.
Right. That's the Sugui, brother. That's the Sugui. It's all intentional. Okay, no accidents on the WAP from Pedro show. No hard questions. No wrong answers. And finally, Dan McGuire with, this was probably a true story. Deer in Indiana. I mean, later on, you bring in this poem where you say poems should have parts of.
That's like an Ars Poetica, which are kind of lame, but I thought that one earned its keep. You know, like, it's like you write the song about writing a song.
Yeah, but you explain, further down the show, we're going to have a poem where you actually lay out some, didn't Mr. Hemingway do something like this? Here's the four things on how to be a writer.
I don't know what those four things are, but I mean, he lays it down pretty tautly, pretty tersely.
Right, and when you lay something down in one of these poems towards the end of the show about, you should have some kind of your own self in your work.
I'm not sure I'm following that.
We also were talking about Mr. Fogarty. Actually, his older brother Tom, who he ended up taking over his band. But Tom did write one song for Creedence Clearwater Revival. It was a song that Richard Hell covered called In the Voidoids. And it was Mr. Quine's idea, Dick Hale told me. It's called Walking on the Water. But I asked this about the putting parts of your real self in your work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it seems Mr. Fogarty, his brother also, born on a very northwest bayou.
Okay.
Right? El Cerrito or something like this.
Well, you know what I'm enjoying about this afternoon is you're probably the only person on earth that could tell me a story about Quine, you know, and the intricacies and ins and outs of how it happened, which I did.
Yeah, because, you know, I got to play with him. I got to talk a few times with Richard Hell. I mean, he's invaluable. You never think you're going to meet these, right, when you get
you
the record.
You call him up.
Well, that was a different thing. Yeah, the first time I actually talked to him was
Hell speaking.
Yeah, there was a number, I think in Cream Magazine, Call Hell or some shit, right? When his first single came out. So I called, and I go, is this Hell? And he said, yeah, and I got scared and hung up. Yeah, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
So, and then the first few times I met him, I couldn't speak. I was too afraid. I remember Thurston put me in a situation when they were recording the Evil album in a studio, and I'm sitting right next to him.
Didn't they do something called Big Stars? Not Big Star, but something with star in the title.
Star Power. That's a song on that record that Chris Kim wrote. I remember finding the lyrics. You know, they let me stay at their pad, Elridge, you know, in the Chinatown part of New York City, and I could explore. I'd go there 4 or 5 days. And anyway, I remember seeing the words just on the deck, you know. This pad had only two windows, one on each end, and the tub was actually, there's wood they put over it. It was also the chow table, and the only other room was the shitter. And you know, door, there was a payphone. And so you would call up, and they'd throw the keys down because they were like on the fourth or fifth floor, and they put it in a sock so it wouldn't hurt you. And that's what you hear on that, I don't know if you're aware of this, I think it's the first song on Debut Nation. It's called Providence. And Thirst used some of my phone messages for like the vocal part of this tune they had. They even made a video to it where he's playing some kind of little piano behind it. And it's actually two different phone calls, and he merged them together. And people, you know, it's the same thing with the Chicone Youth, that things take on its own life and stuff that's not even reality. You know how that gets going. But you don't want to, like, wreck illusions for people, right? Right? What was it? Oh, God, I can't remember his name. Frank Morgan. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, right?
Never touch your idols. The guilt comes right off on your hands.
That's
guilt. G-I-L-T.
Yeah. Gelt or gelt, right? Some doyle. Yeah. Right. People, we're at the end of the first hour. September 19, 2020. Special guest Dan McGuire. Hold tight for hour two. September 19, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
I tortured myself, making up memories idyllic to the point of pain, meeting the millions of possible angles head-on, and still no perception of home. Lips trembling to kiss themselves goodnight for fear of oblivious mother, for fear of upsetting father, for the infinity sickness allows.
Every goddamn day I take another pill. Every goddamn day I pay another bill. Every goddamn day I try to get myself. Every goddamn day I take another spill. Goddamn day, I try to find a way. Every goddamn day, I try to find another way. Every goddamn day, every goddamn day. I was wrong, you were right all along. Path along the river.
hand in hand. We had nowhere. You can name.
Darkness gathers in the hollow of
darkness.
He's edging in a high-west inside. May flies to bust over the rapids.
And the grass catches fire.
Go. jumped a bus to everywhere and nowhere. Answers on crumpled paper scraps. Face across the aisle that if I live twice, she'll clutch her son so close to her breast, I lose my breath. Just watching. She'll clutch her son so close to her breast. I lose my breath. So close to her breast. I lose my breath. Just watching. I dreamt of a real experience on a bus to nowhere. The unforgiving plastic seats jarred my spine, and I almost waked. Seems we're all headed too far away from love, or work, or both. Anybody on board, frail Hungarian woman, lost in her reflection, jittery guy, jabbing his forefinger as if to poke a hole in the decaying light, even myself, unfolding a hard little ball, trying to make out the junky handwriting, answers on crumpled paper scraps. Jabbing his forefinger as if to poke a hole in the decaying light. Frail Hungarian woman, lost in her reflection. I dreamt I could be anybody this time around. And he said I could get away lost in this wonder. Somebody pulls the cord and we screech still. Each uneager to depart, vanish in the fog of our breath. Waiting in silence for something to change. God help us for something to change.
I wait curbside for the 22A. It sprays me with sludge, not even slowing down. Only a mile and a half walk, I tell myself, stretching the threadbare coat taut. Hookers look the other way, as if they smell my penury, spandex tights glittering like freshly fallen snow under the street lamps. A gorgeous full moon disappears behind skyscrapers and is gone for good. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea. Trip to the bookstore not practical in this cold, but soon I'll be warm as the old radiator will allow, vanishing of my own volition.
Watch for P-Ver Show. Start the second hour off with Dan McGuire doing To Be As Beautiful As Proust. That man, Brother Marcel, shows up again, Frère Marcel. And, man, that is a weighty book that past remembrance and
yeah, remembrance of things
yeah,
past.
Yeah, things past. I mean, it's a beefy tome.
Great. And I was really getting into it and feeling it, and I started talking to you about it, and your exact quote was, yeah, why use one word when a thousand will be?
I know, and look, and I had just not too long before that got done with Ulysses, and that ain't no little... pamphlet. I noted instructors after that with Hand in Hand. Sam Bennett, old Joe Brown, Samuel Locke Ward, Lay Forever. We negotiate shadows much deeper than Winter from Drekka. Unknown instructors with Out in the Cold, and Dan McGuire with Invisible. When you put a poem out there, are you kind of defeating the idea of being invisible?
No, it means that you're not, that you get ignored. That, you remember the pad that you stayed at? That big, huge fucking gothic building and got chased out of?
Yeah, the dude tripped out.
Yeah, right. You thought you were...
It wasn't my people, it was your people.
They weren't my people either. Clearly, I'm like, nice work. You just threw out some of the best artists in the world. We call this an art center. Right. But I used to ride the bus from that fucking place to work and back and to school and back. And no, that's what walking around that town is like. People ignore you, you know. The hookers won't even pay you any attention. And then you go home and you create your own solitude.
Okay. No, I'm thinking of this book that Milan Kundera wrote called Immortality. And, with Goethe and Beethoven, their ghosts are fighting it out like they want to be forgotten. Like, we got this idea, just like, you know, if you're the boss, that means you're winning. But we all know that you can't learn everything if you're always the boss. And this is the same thing about being famous somehow is something to aspire to. The uninvisible.
Something to be horrified by.
Yeah, you got it.
No offense, I've never been famous and got a bunch of hand jobs and free meals. So,
well, you're probably healthier in the long run. I want to play with Furrowed Brow. I love that title.
The captain gives long, thoughtful consideration, calculating the cost of additional provisions, cargo lost due to suicide, starvation, disease, and despair, against the survivor's worth in rum and gunpowder. Concluding a tight pack, the right tack to take, he closes his ledger, extinguishes the lamp, dreams Caribbean sunsets and clink clank of gold coin.
Walked out in rain, and back in rain, I have walked the furthest city night. Drop my eyes.
interrupted cry. Came over the houses from another street, but not to call me back or say goodbye. Further still, from an unearthly height, one luminary clock against the sky.
消える、いつまでも変わらぬものと、いつか変わるべきもの、表通り色を変えて感傷を誘う、どんな街にも慣れた背伸びしたビルが立ち並ぶ、まっすぐ伸びる線路沿いの口先、いつの間に変わったの、僕ら奥を気づけずにメランコリックと騒ぐレッスン、なんとトラック悲しみを聞かさせ、数えきれない、ついた傷なら数えなくて、憎しみは幻と信じ込んだ、
run away like a fugitive can't stay. the best arena anyway. Roll the dice, step away, move today. Run away, or they make you pay. Ozzy rap or catch it rock, no way. Remove yourself from the state of play. It's all decay, so run away like an escapee, like a bullet train. Pass down Fuji like a marathon, like a refugee. Run away, get yours, you please. I say it once, I say it twice. Tell Janet, get good advice. Now move it, keep your arms in eyes. Run away.
Waves of fear attack in the night. Waves of revulsion sicken inside.
Historic Charleston, Spanish moss, drapes of white ash, brass bell, still hanging to call the dead to work.
Blood drips on my nose, I can barely breathe.
What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors. I jump at my own step. I cringe at my chair.
Cut each other's throats, because that's what these stone bumps and dabbers do.
I'm too afraid to use the phone. I'm too scared to leave. I'm too afraid I lost control.
That's what two stone bumps in Dallas. As you already know, in Cleveland, how it goes up. Well, I say well. I'll try to help. You know how I'm afraid to go to bed at night?
Ways of fear.
So what a shout.
Attack in the night. Waves of emotion. Sicken inside. My heart nearly bursted, my chest took a fight. Waves of fear. Waves of fear.
So what is shouted? It's daybreak. Phoenix. A disgruntled ex-executive saunters into McDonald's and executes everybody. Saving the manager for last.
Ways of fear. I'm too scared to be.
Everything is moving forward.
Blood drips on my nose. I can barely breathe. Ways of fear. I'm too scared to leave.
Into an unspeakable path.
Without a word.
Crack addicts congregating below the bedroom window, register not as something separate, but part of the sound that they're making.
Crazy to swear.
Open mouth kiss at midnight, two lovers somewhere.
Crazy to swear. Thank you.
real inclined. See yourself reflected against children letting bicycles drop in a clatter. Dealer's Day. Come in at twilight. Front tire is continuing to spin and spin. Towards someone they'll never get.
He was with the 10th Panzer Division. Now he's drunk, demonstrating a howitzer's smooth firing action by kicking open his recliner. Declares a 500,000 red bastards, Kiev, Stalin's nuts in hand and squeezing in rusty German. Dozing off 200 miles deep in Russian territory, he roots around after Bolshevik Jews, dreams blitzkriegs, lightning bolts, commanding prisoners to their knees, voice echoing like a bowling alley. My cousin and I watch soap operas and drink beer with him some summer afternoons when we're bored, laughing at his bullshit. Not so sure it's bullshit. Waiting for him to explode.
Why for Pedro Show? Yeah, I started that chunk of music off with Furrow Brow, Dan McGuire. Now, Furrow Brow, but I'm thinking you want to know Furrow Brow. Hank Rollins, before he's going to go on stage, has got a cue ball in his hand. He's got a furrow unibrow. Okay.
I was so today after I saw him do his fucking solo gig. I was like, how in the fuck does any human have this much energy?
Jello Biafra and his stick. Both of those guys, what if they tag teamed it? What would it be, 10, 20 hours?
I love the fucking album that Jello did with No Means No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to incorporate some of that.
Both those cats.
Let's have a meal.
I wasn't trying to take a cheap shot. I love both those cats. And you're right, the cojones to work a room like that. Man alone with just your fucking voice. With raps, you know. It's incredible. Jello, too. I mean, both those cats. I think they have done gigs together. After that, we had Acquainted with the Night, Unknown Instructors. Whereabouts of the Light from the Chef Cooks Me. Kim Salmon and Spencer P. Jones, Runaway, we lost brother Spencer P. Jones, Beast of Berman, Guitar Man, Cancer, fuck Cancer. Chrome after that was Sunset, Guided by Voices with Downer, Unknown Instructors, you already know. And then finally, Dan McGuire, a little history lesson, my great uncle. Look, let's talk about Unknown Instructors, because you're the man responsible.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Do you remember the blackout that almost ruined this whole thing in 2003? Do you remember that?
Well, you're talking about Stooges at Pine Knob.
Yeah, I was on my way there and they canceled it, and we had already had the date set up to do the Unknown Instructors recording.
Absolutely not canceled, because Sonic Youth got to play.
And you flew back before I did. You were in Detroit before I was back in Toledo.
Well, what I had to do with Brother Steve was take a fucking bus right across the state of Michigan. Right?
Yeah,
to make that plane because everything shut down because of that blackout. Okay, but go on with the history.
Well, the first Unknown Instructors album almost didn't happen.
Right, it was recorded at Pedro.
The blackout. That being said, I wanted to ask you this a long while back. The weather out there. There was an earthquake yesterday, correct?
No. That, I don't think so. Or maybe a little one. Not one that knocked Watt down.
Like a 4.3.
Yeah, but it also depends where it is. Remember, I'm in the harbor.
All right. Yeah, it seemed in your area. And what about the fires? How they affected you?
Yeah, well, they're also in the harbor, not bad. Well, some of the bad air, but it's clearing out. We had some big winds yesterday. Maybe 60 was the AQI. But like Inland Empire, oh my God, in the hundreds, a couple hundreds, you know. But most of the fires are in the north. Cooler weather is coming. Some shifts. But, you know, it's on and off. Things are very dry. Yeah, that's a nightmare, you know. It's just different kinds of weather nowadays. But you're right, earthquakes and fires are probably our biggest dilemma. Also, drought.
Yeah, well, I don't foresee it getting any better anytime soon, but...
Well, we should try and do something about it. Maybe. I mean, just a notion.
But make people aware of it.
But let's tell people about the first Unknown Instructions album. That was recorded in Pedro at Karma Studio.
Yeah.
It's now gone.
Michael.
And 6th Street. Yeah, Michael, right, and Sally.
And here, yeah. That was great. That was so electric of an atmosphere.
I got to tell you, people, the guitar man was Joe Baeza. George Hurley was on the drums, myself on the bass. And Brother Dan brought poetry. He also had some guests like Jack Brewer.
Jack Brewer was brilliant on that.
And it was all improvised.
And it was played down in 2 days.
Right. Now, like the name of the prize, where did you come up with it?
It's from a Yeats poem. It's called Gratitude to the Unknown Instructors. What they undertook to do, they brought to pass. All things hang like a drop of dew upon a blade of grass. It's like showing gratitude to the people who, you know, all the people that influence you. James Jamerson, you know, he's
absolutely
out, you go down the fucking list. Gratitude to the.
I'm deeply in debt, Brother Dan, to fucking all the people I owe.
Well, we all are.
Yeah. I think that's a healthy. It gives you a little humility, you know, it's healthy. We're at the end of that second hour, September 19, 2020. Just watch Peter's show, special guest, Dan McGuire. Hold tight for hour three. September 19, 2020, it's the third hour. Walk from Pedro show.
My sister married a drunk. Unsure what he was drowning out, I never felt an affinity with him. Our approaches and temperaments so diametrically opposed. I knew exactly what I was trying to escape. Pick my spots well. He was often blitzed at odd hours. Like noon the day my grandma died. Following me outside to smoke. Told how much my sister's warm hugs meant when he came through the door at night. How she'd accepted him in a way his family never had. Eyes beginning to tear. Why are you telling me this? I kept thinking. But snuffed a half-smoked cigarette. Left him in the bluish cloud with his naked emotions and moist eyes. 3 rehabs and 2 DUIs later he sobered. Or hid his drinking better. For many months. The call came to me secondhand. Girlfriend phoning me to friends. Emergency. Accident. Call your mother. Dan is dead. He drowned in Lake Erie today. I hallucinated the forensics. Empty bottles glinting on the boat's bottom. This is what everybody who knew him saw. When the toxicology report came back clean, I suddenly understood nothing. Always wondered why I didn't reach out to him that day I had the chance. Perhaps take him in my arms, whisper something graceful, merciful. Something I'm as incapable of finding words for now as then. And I know by now you're probably thinking, why are you telling me this? But this isn't about me. It's about my sister searching for the words like empty bottles when I asked why she thought this happened. It's God's way of freeing him.
So I got walking. To that corner bar where old queens go to die. And there's Joe Baeza pumping slugs into the jukebox. On my right was a very skinny woman with a lazy eye. Her pretty days were behind. She sat up straight, squeezed about on her bar stool, and yelled out to no one in particular, I should have married someone else. It was Jack Brewer. He made a fortune in concrete. And Dan McGuire. He really raked it in with. She kept going, but I didn't hear her anymore. I glanced back over quickly and saw her dwarfed husband slumped over his stool.
ever had told me he was a priest in Sweet Sweeper Club. Death is at the door. I'll distract him while you hide in the closet.
I should ask that Miles Epstein, a regular who I'd spoken to on many occasions. He would always start off the conversation with,
"I played with Train at the Village back in 1972.
In the corner, I spied a sexy co-ed with what looked like a rich old man. I could see she was trying hard to pretend they had something in common. I could hear her insisting,
"I just love Kostoyevsky."
My cigarette was burning right up to my fingers, but my fingers were too numb to flinch. That didn't matter either. On my left sat a man with no hand. He didn't seem bothered by that at all, and it didn't impede him as he lifted the 22-ounce draft special between his stumps and shouted,
"Rummy.
Thank God for my stomach of iron and a light step." He downed the entire beer, wiped his mouth with his stumpy sleeve, got off his stool, then he fell on the floor.
Faster.
Click the lever faster. Click the lever
faster. Recollect.
Go on.
They could only cloudily recollect. I'll take you into my inner casino.
I'll take you there.
We'll play roulette until dawn. We'll blow on the dice.
Lights flicker.
We'll play my inner casino. Confused. Over avenues not taken. I go out walking. Shit talking on the boulevard. I confuse over avenues not taken. We check out come 9.
sacred path. There were inroads I never thought I'd find. Didn't have much of shit to say. Maybe I do. Maybe I did. Over and over, pile of corpses,
pile of corpses.
Over and over,
over,
over and over, and over again, countless millions. Somebody's gonna have to stand up. Somebody's gonna have to be a witness. Somebody's gonna stand up and have to
somebody's gonna stand up.
Can't you feel it coming in all around me?
Sunshine
and forgiveness.
It's daybreak.
It's daybreak.
Can't you feel it?
Underneath a viaduct shadow, noticeably colder,
the freighter's mixer. Somebody's got to come from Gary, Indiana. Somebody's got to be born in Toledo. Everybody can't be afraid of where they come from. Stepchildren of stepchildren beyond the grave. Meet me where the tree line meets the horizon. The stepchildren of stepchildren beyond the grave. Meet me where the tree line meets the horizon. You'll never have to wonder about that moment between knowing and not knowing. You will say things piped in from on high.
A poem should be made up of odd little facts. Some snake species, northern water, for instance, give birth to 99 live young at a time. It should also contain several lies no one can detect. You almost stepped on the pulsing mother as she squeezed out what at first you took for shit, focusing to see striped and wriggling. Work in emotional content. The infantile mass made your skin crawl and heart warm at once. Observing them poke their purple tongues through the milky after slime, you understood the first time, the last, best time, in terms of what fresh air has to offer. Then end with the truth. Mother pouring back into the river and fending for herself.
Well, for Pedro Show, we start off the third hour with the call from Dan McGuire. Then Unknown Instructors with Ballad of the Unknown Instructors. Appropriate. If you want a history lesson, people, just listen to Joe Biza there. Crane with a Precipice of Ascension. Ganges Land after that with Lasagna Druid. Bronze Age UFO, or UFO, out of Baltimore. Boys Will Be Voids, Part C. Speaking of voidways. Unknown Instructors with Election Day and Satcha Dananda. And then finally, Dan McGuire with Chanced Upon the Rocks. Now, there was two other Unknown Instructor albums after that first Pedro run, and they were done in Redondo Beach at Total Access.
I can't remember what year that was, but yeah, fucking, we were, you know, Whitman is the DIY star of all time.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we stepped into the Karma Studio with no label, no nothing, and the first person we sent it to took it, Frank. And then he paid for it. Then he loaned us David Thomas.
Yeah. And Dave Thomas, in some ways, ended up conducting the sessions. It was an incredible experience.
I stood back in awe. It was.
I wish it would have been filmed because it was one of the most, you know, I've been doing recording for 40 years, and it was one of the most, D-Boom would have tripped on it. It was one of the most unique experiences. David was such a righteous dude. And by this time, he was stripped down to his chonies.
It was fucking...
We were waiting for Georgie for hours and hours, but he did not get pissed off.
That fucking engineer boy, I did not dig it.
Oh, I know that.
He was
a square John, you know? This is a problem I've had with some, quote, rock and rollers that aren't in touch with their Little Richard side. They think it's all...
Well, I talked to him on the fucking phone, and you know the guy who owns the joint and runs it, right? Yeah. I don't know his name.
But he's cool people, but that guy, he was a little technocrat on us.
And when I spoke to him on the phone, I'm like, everything's going to be set up live in the room, and he's like, I'm just your monkey boy.
Yeah.
Because he's a bought and paid for hired gun. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but that was spiel. The reality was, it was bait and switch. He didn't act that way at all.
Right, he had all the music set up. He's like, as the artist, I wanted to set up like Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album, and Joe Budden starts yelling at me as if I didn't give him the proper instructions. Yeah. And he had told me, "I'm just your monkey boy. I'll do whatever."
Yeah, but that was just some bullshit. You know, there's a lot of that going where you just lie to people and expect them to buy it. And the sad thing is, some cats do. It's the same studio where we did Project Mersch, and Joe Carducci was a producer, man. In fact, he was involved with this proj.
Yes, he was, which made it so much more glamorous and brilliant in my mind.
I mean, can you imagine the situation? Georgie comes at, you know, 7-8 hours late.
Right. Well, hold on. The whole day started with like this. And see, you don't know this. So IU 2 and 3 started this way. We show up at that fucking studio. Dude's got shit everywhere, all fucking blocked off. Joe Biden starts yelling at me. And the engineer insulted David Thomas's telephone microphone. And he was beside himself. He was going to kill that dude.
Yeah, I know.
That tension was starting, and then George showing up 8 hours later.
Right, but you know what? David handled it really fucking happening. But what was trippy was when Georgie, he just starts jamming after he sets up his drum set, and I think I'm having flashbacks. I think I'm seeing trails, but it's actually dust flying off the
drum. Right.
It had been a long time since Georgie had worked them drums.
George has to hustle his chops together.
Yeah, but
and he does it quickly.
He got it done. Yeah, very, very quickly.
And you're like,
hey,
you basically,
this is a great segue into fucking an hour too late.
Deceptively beautiful, driving through Ashland, Kentucky in late September. Rolling hills dense with changing trees. Languid, Ohio, sunlit and gleaming. Barges and boxcars abruptly converge along its banks. Ashland Coal and Iron Railway Company. A smoking monstrosity where Uncle Bob analyzed coal loads for God knows what, 70 hours a week. Wedded his job for better or worse. In the end, he was unrecognizable. Stage 4 lung cancer concealed through stages 1, 2, and 3. Terrified of spending the little life he had left in a hospital instead of chain-smoking Winston's and watching NASCAR in the modest apartment he called home. During the 5-hour drive to bring him back to Toledo final time, I recalled his wry sense of humor, uncanny ability to remember special occasions and always sending a card, how he came to every basketball game I ever played. I thought about the time he helped me haul all my belongings up to college in his brand new truck, telling grown-up stories because I was finally old enough. Ultimately, I arrived an hour too late, his landlord informed me. Body already transported to coroner's. He handed me the keys, offered condolences, said what a good friend and man Bob had been.
Triller? Trillet? Trilling? Triller? Troll? Echo? Twingle? Twangle? Twing? Twang? Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle roll. Twinkle toe. Twinkler twink. In the twinkle of an eye. Twinkly, kinky, Ringo. Twinky dink. Choir, higher. Twerk her knickers in a twist. Knock nicks. Knicker knockers and butts knockers up. Cup cut a notch in my knob stick stock. Twitter twat to it. Whittle or whittle. Whizzes. Whizzer white. Make the twirly gig tight. Twirler girl. No harm done. Twister in the wind. Slowly, slowly. Oh, twist a girl's tail for a twirl. Twister's crap, have I? Twisterer. resist her. Through, twist away, twistable, twistifying. Whistle your whistle to what you'll twistify yet. Oh, Twitter, twaddle, sit, nutsticks cherry picked.
cigarette. And I need to light it up. So I'm gonna say, fare thee well. Adios. Oh, see you later. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. And I might even say goodbye.
Certain things, work, a friend or lover may slow down temporarily, but the world continues to spin dizzyingly. In uncertain hours, pleasant memories, a walk in the sun, moment of silence, precariously balance the fact that any slowing, extra courtesy, act of kindness tallies in time's ledger as just another debt to pay. We all owe. The boss will want you to do twice as much for less. Love has become a job, a friend, a chimera with pain of its own. Something grips like the hand of God, then lets go. Another hour passes in the circle of the minute hand. Clouds wander past, darkening and lightening the sun rhythm with my feelings. It is this inexplicable force that will heal you. Listen to the mockers chuck cheering. The mower starting after five or six pulls. Pain is the soul's attention span. Now savor it, this private thing we share.
Well, I like that. Bob from Pedro Show, last music for this edition.
I like the spot for these vocals, because this is a condensed version of what I sent you, trying to build this from the syllables up.
Yeah, people out there, we're talking about the upcoming Unknown Instructor's Fiverr. All the stuff I've been playing, except for these last two ones, is from the fourth album. With Jay Maskus. And we got a Fiverr coming up as soon as things are able and Pizzo gets Casahanzo, and it's going to be fucking Joe Biza and Jay Maskus doing it. And with us three, me, Georgie, and Brother Dan, Aiden, and Abed. Last music for this edition, an hour too late for Dan McGuire, Unknown Instructors, Twang. Take five, Gerb, from The Hawk, Heaven Channel, Season 2, LP 1, part 2 from Galaxy. These people, 18 albums they've made during the lockdown, people. I don't want to hear any belly aching. Time to compose. King Lear was written in the lockdown. Last Waltz from Unknown Instructors. Great David Thomas spiel. And finally, Dan McGuire with Job Revisited. Look, we're at the end of the show, out of time. I want to have you back on as soon as possible, and because we got a buttload to talk about. But what would be your advice about somebody maybe like your age, 20 years old, and getting into poetry?
Learn as much as you can about it. You know, the advice would be learn to jump over potholes. Like, you can't teach somebody how to write or play or express themselves, but you can teach them what not to do, that they will spend fucking years doing improperly. Throw away 80% of your shit. Be my advice. Have the balls to discern what's good and what's not. I mean, it's easy to spew out a bunch of feelings and thoughts and emotions and put that on everybody, but have the balls to scrutinize it. Turn the microscope around on yourself.
I like that. That's really good stuff. People, take it to heart. It's been the September 19, 2020 edition of the Lock for Pedro Show. Keep your pie right.